June 29, 1914, and the divine will creatures take part in the interior, ad intra, and eternal works of God according to their little capacity and to their love. After some people with authority read what is written on March 17, that is, whoever does the will of God takes part in the actions ad intra of the divine persons, etc., they said that it wasn't like that, and that the creature does not enter into this. I remained concerned though calm and convinced that Jesus would have made the truth known. Then, being in my usual state, I saw before my mind an interminable sea, and many objects inside this sea. Some of them were small, others were bigger. Some floated on the surface of the sea, remaining only wet. Others went down to the bottom, remaining soaked with water inside and out. Some others sank down so much as to be lost inside the sea. Now, while I was seeing this, my always adorable Jesus came and told me, "My beloved daughter, did you see? The sea symbolizes my immensity and the objects, with different sizes, the souls who live in my will. The different ways to be, some on the surface, some down, some lost within me, vary according to how they live in my will. Some in an imperfect way. Some in a more perfect way. Others reach the extent of being completely dissolved in my volition. Now, my daughter, my ad intra about which I spoke to you is exactly this. Sometimes I keep you together with me, with my humanity, and you take part in the pains, works and joys of my humanity. Some other times, pulling you inside of me, I dissolve you inside my divinity. How many times did I not make you swim in me, keeping you so much within me that you could not see anything other than me, inside and outside of you? Now, as I kept you within me, you took part in the enjoyments, in the love and in all the rest, always according to your little capacity. So, although our works ad intra are eternal, the creatures can still enjoy the effects of those works in their lives, according to their love. Now, what is the wonder if I said that when the will of the soul is one with mine, and as I place her inside of me, rendering her inseparable from me, always as long as she doesn't move from my will, she takes part in the works ad intra? Furthermore, from the way it has been explained, if they wanted to know the truth, they could have known very well the meaning of my ad intra, because the truth is light to the mind, and with light things can be seen as they are. But if they don't want to know the truth, the mind remains blinded and things cannot be seen as they are. So they raise doubts and difficulties, remaining more blind than before. Moreover, my being is always in one act, it has no beginning and no end. I am old and new. Our works ad intra were, are and will always be in action. Therefore, through the intimate union with our will, the soul is already within us. She admires, contemplates, loves and enjoys. She takes part in our love, in our delights and in everything else. So, why would it be inappropriate for me to say that the soul who does my will takes part in the actions ad intra? While Jesus was saying this, a simile came to my mind. A man marries a woman. The two have children, and they are so rich, virtuous and good as to delight whoever could live with them. Now, someone, touched by the goodness of this couple, wants to live together with them. Doesn't this person come to take part in their riches and in their happiness? Won't he feel their virtues being infused into himself, as he lives together with them? If this can be done humanly, how much more with our adorable Jesus?